Back in 1954, I think it was, Senator Johnson, which later became president from Texas, he put an amendment in actually in the law that became the law that any religious organization that wants to claim a privilege of tax deduction, which means doesn't have to pay tax, has to refrain itself from political speech, which means they can be a religious
Okay,
organization,
either
church.
or. Either
And
be
what happens?
political or tax reductions, yeah.
And now what Trump has done and the Republicans have done, they very, very sneakily put this provision, repealing it, that they're looking at the extreme right and extreme Christian right as some kind of degree of ally against Democrats or anybody else who's going to change their power in 2020. Therefore, they basically are interested in repealing that law, stating that anybody who's involved in religious speech is able now to get clearly and openly involved in the politics. Therefore, they can simply advise people, parishioners, to, let's say, priests can say, well, if you vote for this guy, it will be good for us. Or we basically, they can endorse kind
So
of things,
that's a,
which
it's
is.
a nice way of doing what the Democrats haven't done, because they combine getting donors in and listening to their bases.
Yeah, but I think the strange thing is that this is almost setting up the country for some kind of mini civil war with the religious overtones. Because what I'm a strong believer in secularism in the West, meaning that any kind of degree of liberty and freedom that we have enjoyed in our liberal democracies till now was based on the precept of fundamental division between state and church. And if this is going to be
Hasn't that
going.
always been a bit vague in the US? I mean, I was surprised when I was maybe 1980 or something, I saw, or 84, I saw the president, the new president swear on the Bible. To me, that was a bit of
Yeah,
a shock,
I'm
as
very.
being having a kind of atheist
Yeah,
background.
plus we have on our back of a dollar still have an In God We Trust, which
Things
means
like that,
that
yeah.
real religion's capitalism, not Christianity. So that maybe that's a good point. But at least there was at least fundamental division to the degree where our souls were supposed to make a determination between what's Caesar's and what's God's, right? And now if this is going to be coming together, I think it's extremely dangerous because it's going to give rise, unimpeded rise, to this religious-based bigotry and demagoguery, entering the new field of escalation of our social conflict. If you think things are bad right now, especially our
Why
society.
is that going to increase the social conflict? I see that it's going to increase the support, financial support for from the extreme right, legalize it, putting pressure, but why is it going to
Because
increase social conflict?
it quite simply this escalate to a new level that our political conflict we have right now on a public sphere was going to gain strong religious overtones, and this is really something really troubling because you think people are really angry and pissed off right now when they have different political views. Wait till the religion gets involved into this. So it's going to be what? Real, Presbyterians versus Catholics. It's
Okay,
grotesque in
basically
a
you're
way.
saying it's opening Pandora's box. They're doing this to get support for their political agenda, but you say there's going to be unexpected side effects like religious
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times decisions like such as this are made for very short-term political expediency benefit, but the long terms of that effects can be very much long-lasting. And I think our founders, when they started, the Republic back in 1700s, they specifically looked at the situation developing in Europe, specifically the conflicts which took place in previous history, such as 30 Years' Wars and stuff. And there was definitely the huge influence of the French Enlightenment on the degree of creation of some type of state that would be separate from God, because ultimately, this type of situation, it's very dangerous, not only for the state, but for religion itself. So, the absolute power corrupts absolutely. So if you have this nexus between religion and state, in my personal opinion, it's not good for the state. It's also not good for the religion itself.
To end our talk for today, you mentioned that that's part of the tax reform, and it's not been very much in the news over here. I think it was in the news, it was mentioned, But can you explain what it actually will do? Because what I've heard on like on the alternative media in the US is that it's gonna shift, well, over the coming 10, 20 years. Of course, it's a long time frame, like well, thousands or thousands of billions of dollars to the rich. And that one thing I heard is that people with earning less than $30,000 a year are actually going to pay more taxes, and that there's a tax deductions for the $75,000 minus people, but
Yeah.
only for 10 years, and that they will pay more afterwards. So is that correct? And how do they manage to sell this to the people, or don't they?
Well, they're basically lying. The Republican establishment is lying. Basically, they're hitting the same horse of trickle-down economics back from the 80s that has been so discredited, so debunked. But basically, they're sugarcoating it to the degree where there's going to be small benefit people who are middle class. And a huge benefit long term, such as repeal of estate tax, they call so quote unquote death tax, where the rich when they die, they can transfer their wealth to the children or anybody they want tax free, which almost a sort of epitomizes a rentier economy to the degree where the wealthy would be it's almost like. Becoming our country is turning into the third world grotesque copy of the bad dream.
So that's also part of the new plan to reduce the tax on fortunes which are then handed over to children. Is that
Absolutely. It is
okay?
also
And that's probably why, because I saw something an article. It was in The Economist. Somebody referred to it on Twitter that The Economist was actually who's a well, a right-wing liberal or
Yes, it
neoliberal,
is.
whatever, a magazine, who's well, but some ex moderate, of course, compared to others, but that they're actually saying that this is a bad idea.
Well, because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is this. We're going to have a budget, and we still have to maintain a very powerful military force. We still have to hold up some kind of degree of social contract in form of the Obamacare and entitlements. Well, the bottom line is that there won't be enough money to go around to fund everything. So guess what? Entitlements and Obamacare will get slashed. And people who are on the receiving end, working class people like myself, will get hit by this. And this is already taking place, for example, what's really happening on a federal level in Congress, that's already taking place on a local level as well. For example, we have a local corporation that came to here, Walmart, and when they set up a shop in a local community, they have a request package which they come to municipality and say, okay, we're going to create X number of jobs, invest X amount of money. We want tax breaks, $4, $5, $6 million, whatever it takes. You don't give us the money, we don't come here. We come to your neighboring village. So how about that? And when I brought this issue up with one of our back what, long several years ago, there was a conversation about this in our village. When I brought this issue up with the local economic development officer, the response was, well, Walmart is a big corporation, therefore it get what it wants. And I asked him, I'm sorry, you work for the village, you work, I'm paying your salary, I pay my taxes. Do you work for me or do you work for Walmart? Because it seems to me these are the dynamics which take place here. So we have a situation where the corporate entities and the wealthy are slowly but surely shifting the burden of taxation into the people who are below them. So it's almost some type of degree of feudalism. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to swear on a Belgian radio,
Yes, you are.
but I think it's almost it's coming to this grotesque idea of feudalism, where we are creating this aristocratic class, rentier class, that it simply feels that it's not only beyond the reproach of taxation, but it's also beyond the reproach of the law, as the issues with the Weinstein and other people who are kind of coming out of the room or showing up, that these things were taking place for many, many years, and all was a matter of money, just to pay the money off so people goes away, people go away. So even it's got to such a grotesque situation where the laws don't even apply to them anymore. So it's sad.